Welcome to Degrassi, the class of nostalgia.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Michaela.
And today we're doing the
Degrassi Minute!
Oh, we're not on the air. Okay. Finally, the episode y'all been waiting for.
For real. I feel like this actually was kind of requested because everybody was like, either people was like, oh yeah, we love Degrassi Minis, but we want to hear about it. Or, like, what is Degrassi Minis? And we was like, we got to do an episode literally just focused on Degrassi Minis. So, yeah, that's what we doing. Either this is going about to be, like, kind of short and like, oh, this was like a nice settled down rest for my day, or it's about to be long. I don't know which one, but either way, get settled in, get your popcorn, get your what else, people, blankets, your snuggie. I don't know what people do,
your favorite beverage.
Yeah, and kick back and relax.
Yes,
wish I could cross my legs. But yes, okay, so I feel like first we should kind of do like a general what is a Degrassi Mini?
What is Degrassi Minis, you say?
So, for me, I feel like we both could kind of, even though, I mean, it's just one thing what a Degrassi Mini is, but, like, maybe we got different definitions of it. But I feel like the Degrassi Minis were, like, kind of like skits, and they were expansions of certain episodes or just expansion of certain characters, because I feel like a lot of characters that maybe weren't developed a lot on the show, maybe were developed more on the Degrassi Minis. Like, for instance, Derek. Like, I feel like a lot of people instantly hate Derek because, you know, everything he did, which is understandable. I ain't trying to...
He's easy to hate.
Yeah, like, I ain't trying to say he's not going to be hated, but I feel like, for me, I kind of liked Derek at first because I feel like his storyline, the way they went about his storyline at first, I kind of thought they were going to give him a redemption arc, which obviously they didn't, which I ain't mad at. But, like, you know, they had his adoption storyline where he was talking to Liberty about his adoption, and then, like, he was hanging out with Jimmy when he was playing basketball. So, like, I thought he was going to end up being a good kid. And when they had the Degrassi Minis and they kind of explore him, his and Danny's friendship, because I feel like, yeah, they kind of talk about Danny, his friendship on the show. I feel like they more talk about Danny and JT's relationship because, you know, he was dating her sister, dating his sister and things like that. But, like, on the Degrassi Minis, they had, like, a whole series and everything. And I'm just using that as an example. So, that's my definition of Degrassi Minis. I feel like it's kind of, like, a shortened version of an episode, like I said, like a skit. And then it expands characters and episodes. So, that's my definition of the Degrassi Mini.
A lot. I think it's kind of like a special edition type thing. Like, say, like, when you, like, when we used to have DVDs and you go special features.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I feel like that's what a Degrassi Mini, or deleted scene, which you can do the same thing on a DVD.
Yeah.
But, like, say if you did, like, a... Yeah, you was in your favorite movie, you bought it, and now you get to see the extras or whatever. That's basically what it was. But everything was on YouTube. It wasn't like you could see it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was on any of the DVDs, but I'm pretty sure it just was on YouTube because there's a whole YouTube page for it. And, yeah, and I felt like it was just like a little... Like, you felt like you had, like, a little inside when it comes to Degrassi.
Especially since a lot of people, I didn't realize a lot of people didn't know about it.
Yeah, I didn't realize a lot of people didn't know about it either, because I think we literally stumbled upon it.
Yeah, we was like, oh, what is this? And then just went down a rabbit hole. And I feel like there are some Degrassi Minis that I thought were on, like, the Degrassi YouTube page, but I think some... Either maybe they are deleted scenes from like a DVD or something, because some of them were posted like on like a random YouTube page. But all the ones that, because I kind of like, we kind of have our favorites or like the ones we talk about the most, I have like a little slideshow. But if you notice, it says The Next Generation, because I think it was only for The Next Generation, because like once it got closer to Next Class, and then once it actually was Next Class, it was mostly like behind the scenes, because social media, you know, was such a big thing. So I think they wanted to have the actors do more like real stuff so that people could like, you know, connect to them
and
through
social
media
and
stuff.
They don't hate each other.
Yeah, like they actually get along. Whereas, like, the next generation, or at least the beginning of the Next Generation, they did, like, the skits and special editions and stuff. And then I'm not for sure if beforehand they did anything. I know they did, like, school specials, like PSA type things, or like after the episode, sometimes they would have like some of the actors talk about certain things. But yeah, this, to my knowledge, Degrassi News was only for the Next Generation. So yeah, I just wanted to point that out, because when people be like, oh, so like, is there Degrassi minis for, you know, the next class?
Junior high.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to be talking about junior high or next class probably in this episode.
Yeah, it's mainly just
Degrassi next generation.
Okay, so starting with our first one. I don't know if this is our favorite one, but I know this is the one we talk about the most.
Oh, went the wrong way.
I don't even know what it's called, but Dating for Dudes. And there's multiple parts. This is just part one. But you see it's only, like, what?
Two minutes?
Yeah, like, it's really quick. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could literally binge watch all these, like, episodes or, like, minis. I don't know what you would call it. But, yeah, Degrassi minis, you can watch them.
Definitely for
like,
people who have short attention spans.
Yeah, like, this was TikTok before TikTok. You know, we already love Degrassi. So, like, of course we're going to watch shortened versions of the episodes or, like, shortened versions of, like, little skits because we love Degrassi already. But this one was hilarious because, like I said, kind of like I just touched on with Danny and Derek's friendship. They literally was like, they had a show, and I believe Toby was the person filming. I feel like it had to be Toby.
Yeah, I think
because he was being so cringe and stuff on the background. You know how, like, you watch reality TV shows? Or I guess more like YouTube videos, because the camera people don't usually talk on reality TV shows. But, like, you know, like,
on YouTube, they do.
Yeah, like, on YouTube where the person will talk to the cameraman. You like, oh, you kind of feel like you know the cameraman, but you never see them. So that's why I don't think we ever saw that it was Toby. But we knew it was Toby. Like, you could tell who was behind the camera.
I think he talked on one of them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he talked, but, like, we never saw him. So, like, we can't clarify. Like, oh, yeah, that was Toby. It could be some person we don't know. But they probably did say Toby. I feel like they did, but, yeah. So, like, and I feel like I really liked it because it was very cringe because they're cringe people. Like, that was their characters.
Oh, my God. This was posted 9 years ago.
Yeah, like, these were all, I didn't realize all of these were, like, I don't want to say old, but, like, they were, like, from a long time ago at this point. I feel like the reason why we really like this, or at least I could say I really like, because it was like the most random girl characters. Like, they never interact with on the show. Like, they had Emma, Ellie. Like, Ellie was in college during this time. So yeah, and then they had Marco, Darcy. Like, they was the most random people, and it was like y'all never interacted on the show, but yet they know them enough to go up to them and, like, you know, try to hit on them. Yeah. So it was so funny to me. I think Ashley was on one. Like, it was the most random people. And it was like, I've never seen you interact with this girl in your life, but yet she's on the Degrassi mini. And it's so funny how they really just take the most random people. And it's like, I feel like when they film in a show, they have to be like on the side and be like, okay, y'all can film whatever y'all want. And they just like film random stuff. Like, I don't know.
To me, I feel like this is one of the ones that could be improv.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's planned.
Yeah, I don't think they planned. Like, I feel like what happened was, Derek and Danny, they like came together and was like planning stuff, but like you could tell everybody around them was not.
Yeah, like what are you doing?
Like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah,
I don't know if I should be my character or be myself. Like,
Emma, yeah, because like, it was like so random. Like, even the one with Emma, it was like, it was so funny. She was just sitting outside, like, oh, hey, what's up, Danny? I think it was Danny who went up to Emma. And it's just so funny because it was so random. Like, y'all have to watch these things. Like, I don't think we're allowed to play them because I don't even know if I'm part of the, I just showed a screenshot to know, like, we do not own this stuff. It's Degrassi. But, I feel like we can show a screenshot, but I don't think we could play none of these. But y'all gotta go back and watch these stuff because it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. What's the next one? Lord, I need to figure out the way to do this. Okay. Sorry for the picture. All of them were not very appropriate. And I was like, obviously, it must be appropriate enough that they can post it on, you know, YouTube. But for some reason, in my mind, this was the most appropriate one.
Can I tell you what the other thumbnails look like?
Okay, this one was
basically showing Eli's life in college.
It literally was the, and like I said, because the first with the dating for dudes one, I feel like it was an expansion of their characters, and then this one
like
was
a deleted scene.
Yeah, like it could have been its own episode.
But to me, okay, and this is what is crazy to me, when we found out that Eli was cheated on Claire, we didn't really like get a sense of who the person was or why would he do that. It really seemed out of character. But if you look at the, what is it, dorm life show episodes, then, well, minisodes, that's what they call it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Then you'll understand, okay, this that girl who he cheated on.
Lenore. We're gonna put her name out there, even though it's not a real person, but like calling you out, Lenore, trying to split up Eclair. Like she really, that's what
upset me. Aggressive, I feel
she
like.
She really was. She really sat there and was like, your girlfriend is being, like, she's being too much. She's acting too much. Like, bro, she has cancer. How about you being too much? You don't know my life.
Exactly. Like, girl, I don't even know you.
Exactly. And then remember, they, like, switched rooms because Eli's roommate was, like, weird. This is my thing. I don't know how this was posted on YouTube and, like, because I don't know if I can say this certain stuff. Like, it was kind of inappropriate stuff for, I guess that's why I was in the Degrassi episode, but, like, let's just say his roommate was doing something that you would think somebody's doing in college, but would wait till that person leaves. You get what I'm saying? Like, he was doing something that you would usually do by yourself in your private time, but he was doing it when Eli was in the room.
Oh, okay. I was like,
like, he was doing, like,
so things. Basically, he should have put the sock on.
Yes.
He didn't.
Yes. Okay. And then, but it wasn't, like, intercourse. I feel like you say intercourse. It was, like, his private time. It was just him. Like, it was no other person. It was just him doing
it to
himself.
To me.
Yeah. Like, and so that's what Eli was saying. Like, can you do that when I'm not in the room? And apparently the dude had a problem with it. So him and Lenore switched rooms, which is weird. So, like, he went to a room with the girl, and then Lenore came into the room with Eli, and they switched rooms. It was really weird.
I don't even think you're allowed to do that unless it's a co-ed dorm, as in you can also room with the opposite sex.
I think it was co-ed, as in they shared bathrooms, but they didn't share rooms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's, I feel like that's breaking the rule.
Yeah, I don't think they was allowed to do it. It's just, that's what they did.
When I was in school, we wasn't allowed to be rooming with males.
Yeah, I don't think they were supposed to, because, like, he kept his clothes in the room he was supposed to be in, she kept her clothes in. Uh-huh. Like, literally, they just slept in each other's beds, basically.
Which is like a lot of work.
Yeah, I was like, this seemed, but I get what they were trying to do for the show, because, you know, Lenore had a crush on Eli, so she was trying to get with him, trying to work her magic.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I seen this episode, but as you can see, I ain't seen as much as Michaela did, and I don't really care to see it, because I did not like Eli at this moment, because he just wasn't himself, I feel like, in my opinion.
But I do agree, but I feel like it was a perfect, like, I feel like even though the Degrassi college episodes, like, even with Paige in them, it didn't maybe translate as well, because obviously they didn't end up doing it with any of the other characters. They kind of stopped after that.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked when they did the Degrassi college years, because it shows you how different high school and college is. Like, I feel like a lot of shows or movies, if they're just about college, you know, you're just seeing that college life. So you're like, oh, this is so glamorous. But when you see the transition from high school to college, it kind of makes more sense, because I feel like, you know, it's more stressful. You see, like, even though it's still kind of glamorous, because they like, oh, parties and sorority life and all this stuff, like, it shows that, like, that mental step back where you like, okay, this isn't high school. You know, I'm kind of on my own. I'm an adult now, or a young adult now. Like, maybe you're not making as big of decisions as you would when you're an adult, but, you know, you're on your own, you gotta feed yourself, clothe yourself, go to school, you gotta wake up at a good enough time to actually go to class. And
you know, and that's the thing about college compared to high school, like, you know, they give, or it depends on the college you go to. Some colleges you have attendance, some colleges you don't, and even if you have attendance, the teacher's not gonna care. They're like, oh, they're not here or whatever.
So I feel like some of my teachers actually cared. It was like, oh, if y'all come late, just don't show up. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it depends on what professor you had. Because some of them was like, oh, if you don't come in, just let me know why, and then we'll talk about it. And there you go. And then some teachers was like, don't come in, don't open my door.
Yeah. Late.
Just staying out there looking sad. And then some like, why would you not show up? What is wrong with you? But I don't know. It depends on the school you go to, yeah. the professor you have. But high school is just straight up, if you don't come in, you going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Which, I'd rather have that than the emotional roller coaster what college had. But at the same time, it's like, I do like the independence of college life, of course, because you basically can do whatever you want to do, but you will have to suffer the consequences if you don't do certain things, which makes sense because they're getting you ready for the real world.
Yeah. And it's so weird with college because you gotta like, I don't know, when my first year of college, I felt like I was so lost because like as y'all know, because I mentioned a lot, I went to school online for high school. So when I went to college,
That was probably real.
Yeah, it was like no structure, which is like, I understand that, but like, it's so weird to me. Like, you got to kind of make your own structure. And then like, if you don't, like, I didn't know the campus when I first went on there. So it was like, what I'm supposed to do for that, like, 2 hours.
And you went to a huge school, too.
Yeah, like, what I'm supposed to do with the 2 hours in between classes, and then, like, when I finish class at, like, 1 o'clock, what I'm supposed to do for the rest of the day, especially, like, when you don't really have homework, or you like me, like...
You do your homework real quick.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but, like, most of the time, homework ain't that hard, so I'm just like...
It's a humble brag.
Like, I'm gonna do my homework quick, then what am I gonna do for the rest of the day? And then you don't really have friends yet, so then you kind of, like, you don't want to be walking around looking like a sad person.
And that's one thing about being a freshman. They try to make you make friends.
Yeah.
Like, they have all these events where you gotta mingle with people. What if you an introvert?
Exactly. I'm trying to go to so many.
You kind of an introvert, I feel like. I'm a mixture of both.
Yeah.
So it depends on the day for me. Like, some days, oh yeah, I'm okay with mingling. And then other days, I'm like, I don't want to mingle at all.
And then, like, I feel like it was some sort of, like, secret group. Because it's like, it was so many dorms and stuff. And so I was like, I don't want to say I wasn't at the best dorm, but I was like, it was newer dorms and then there was like older dorms. So I got one of the older dorms. And so I just felt like the newer dorms, they definitely was like meeting up and doing stuff. Cause like they actually had like meeting rooms where we didn't have meeting rooms really. We just had like when the RA was like, oh, okay, yeah, we have our meeting, we had a meeting room. But, like, they had updated meeting rooms, like TVs and all this. Like, it looked nice. So people was probably actually hanging out. Like, they had a kitchenette and stuff. Mm-hmm. We didn't have all that stuff. So, like, if I'm going to the meeting room, it's just going to be me and maybe one other person. But if they go to a meeting room, it's probably, like, the whole dorm, like, the whole floor. So, you know, it's easier
That's crowded, though.
Yeah. But it's probably easier to meet people. Whereas for me, I'm like... I'm by myself, or I'm with one other person, and that person probably like, I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, it's complicated because I think I've done different revenues. I've been a commuter before, I've lived on campus before, and I say if you the type of person that likes a hands-on experience, that like meeting people, that like doing things, being a living on campus is for you. But if you're the type of person that kind of want to stay to themselves, and it's like, it ain't worth going to parties or worth mingling with people. A commuter or even living off campus would probably be more for you.
Yeah.
So, but also if you kind of like, I'd rather do like my work at school, like, because I did my work all the time in the library just because it was very distracting doing it in your room.
Yeah.
So that's also a benefit of living on campus. But you can also do it off campus, too. But just imagine going to your car and it's dark outside and you like, oh, I parked far away. I parked on the other side of the campus.
Yeah, when I went to my, the second year, though, it was like a student union, what them things called, like the student center. Mm-hmm. Whatever, like the hub, like where you go and get food and stuff. I was chilling at that second year.
Good. When I went to fit like 50 schools. That's what exactly. You're laughing at me for. But my most recent school that I most recently graduated from, I worked as a event planner at the school. So I was always doing something. I was always involved in something, and I was always like interacting with people like in my way, like enough that was comfortable for me because I was getting a paycheck. So that's what, I mean, it just depends. You gotta like find your niche.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like with college life, you gotta find your niche. In high school, you didn't really have to find your niche.
Yeah, because you had everything handed to you.
That, and plus, if you was like how I was when I was in high school, I had friends in middle school that went to high school with me. For you, you was online school. So I feel like that's perfect too, because you didn't really have to.
Yeah, I ain't to deal with nobody.
Yeah, so it's like, it just depends on what fits your fancy.
Yeah, I feel like online school for me. I wish I didn't go to online. I had to finish my school online for college.
Pandemic.
Exactly. I mean, I had a choice, but like, I feel like the safer choice was to do it online. That's just my opinion. But
I'm sure other people will agree with you.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, I wish I would have finished it out at school. But yeah, I feel like, the whole point was, I feel like I like how Degrassi portrays college, like the transition from high school to college.
And not gonna lie, Eli's experience kind of reminds me a little bit of my experience, because I had a lot of trouble with my roommates.
Yeah, you really did. Like, maybe he didn't switch his as much as, like, Amber did, but, like, I do agree. Like, it probably was very similar. And I feel like it also kind of, what is it called? Like, kind of brought him down his, like, pedestal a little bit.
Oh, because humbled him a little
bit. Yeah, because I feel like Eli was very...
I didn't need to be humble, though.
No, not you. Not with the... I wasn't talking about the roommate switch. I'm just saying in general.
Oh, okay.
Like, him going to college, because, you know, in high school, he was doing all these great plays and getting all this acclaim, and then and one of the, what we said, mini sodes.
Did he go to NYU?
Yeah. But one of his mini sodes, he, I don't know what classes you take. I guess you already automatically in like whatever class you want to take, because he was taking like a script writing class or like a.
It depends on what his major was. Was I'm assuming was state, like.
Would it be playwriting or
playwriting? I'm thinking.
Okay, because he was doing like a scene with somebody that he wrote, and I think it was about Claire, to be honest. And they was like, "This is stupid" and stuff like that. They was like, "Why would you write it like this and everything?" Like, because everybody now that everybody's the same as him, he's like, "This is weird," because they're giving him criticism or giving him feedback, and he's like, "No, it's just supposed to be whatever I tell you to do." And it's like, "No, we're all supposed to work together, and we all supposed to come up with an idea." And so it was like weird for him to not, you know, have that control and not have that director role, even though I think he was director. But you know, like I said, everybody, like it was actors and it was the people that's doing the camera and everything. So
what I can't get is, I understand like when you go to like a art school, which I always wanted to go to, but then I was like, if I go to art school, then all these people, you need to work on this, you need to work on that, and I ain't feel like hearing that. So I was like, nah, never mind. But when you hear about like art schools and everything, and how he was this star playwright at his high school, and now he's like he was like a big fish in a little pond, and now he's a smaller fish in a bigger pond when he go to NYU,
New York City already.
Yeah, so it's like, it's good, but also I wouldn't want it to deter me from my passion.
Yeah.
And I feel like it kind of deter him from his passion, because you notice when he was coming back for Claire and them patching things up, I don't think he was the same Eli who was like, you know, bright eyed when it comes to playwriting.
Yeah.
So I feel like it kind of discouraged him a little bit, and now he was like all about supporting Claire, which is good because that's what a boyfriend's supposed to do. But at the same time, I wish he still would have like talked about, oh, I'm writing this play, or I'm writing this novel, even if he changed to like a novel or whatever. Still,
that
doing
is
it.
True.
Because not what he could have been just by himself.
But that goes back to, I feel like that's how college be.
Yeah.
Because he probably, to be honest, he probably switched his major like 50 million times. He probably was like, you know what? I'm done with playwriting.
Same thing.
Yeah. Like, I'm probably done with playwriting. I'm going to be a teacher.
I did theater. I did,
what's the one called? Like liberal arts or something?
Liberal arts. But that was that's because they have a theater program.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Take it back. Technically, that don't count.
I did IT. I did chemistry. I did, and then I ended up on criminology.
Okay, yeah.
I stayed with criminology. I kind of wish I would have did theater because I'm a theater kid at heart, y'all. I really am. But like Michaela just said, it is really
I was originally an English major, and then I totally was like, I hate this. Not like, I like writing, I like reading, but English major is totally different. Like, I don't know, the way they make it sound like the people in real life that'd be like, oh, I'm an English major, make it sound so incredible. Mm-hmm. But like, you gotta take like 10 English classes in general before you even consider the English major, and then you gotta do all this other stuff. Yeah, like, you gotta pass a certain amount of English. I don't know if this is for every school, but the school I went to, you had to pass, like, you had to do 2 years of just, like, English classes. You had to pass all of them. Then you are officially considered an English major. And then once you do that, you gotta take, like, 20,000 more English classes. Like, when do I have time to actually take a class that I want to take?
Exactly.
Like, no offense, like, of course I want to be an English major, and of course that was my plan, was to be, like, a writer or something. But I didn't have no time to do anything else. So I even had an interest in, like, I wouldn't have been able to, like, join no clubs. I wouldn't have been able to take, like, electives. I was like, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, I wouldn't have had time for myself if I would have kept on with chemistry, but I would have been considered a chemistry major.
Yeah, you had to take a test, and then once you pass the test, that's how you're an English major. And then when I went, like, took this one class that was, like, half an hour, like, it was one of them, and it was an elective, but you had to take it. So I'm forced to take an elective. That's what I'm saying. This was crazy. So I'm taking this, like, English class that was supposed to be, like, they had different guests each day or something. Like, each time we went to the class, they would tell you about it. Mm-hmm. Like, either their career or, like, what they doing now as, like, a senior. And everybody that came there that was a senior was like, oh, I'm about to go take my, what's the next part of college? Like, they get their master's. What's the next one? It's not master's.
PhD.
No, it's I'm saying, is master's the next one?
Oh, yeah,
master's. Oh, okay, yeah. They was like, oh, I'm going to get my master's in English. What more do I have to read and write to be a better writer? I'm just confused. I'm like, do you telling me I got to do basically the same amount of schooling as a doctor to be an English person? Like, just to have the title of
your master's or PhD, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Like, to everybody out there that's an English major, good for you. Because I was not about to sit there and do, like,
and to everybody that's also chemistry, biology, anything science related, good for you too, because I changed to criminology and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, like, that's okay too much.
I kind of wish I would have tried biology though, because I was better at biology than in chemistry, but my chemistry teacher, you know, she was hyping me up when I was in high school. Oh, you could be a chemist girl, blah blah blah. So I was like, I could probably do that instead of theater, and I knew I should have just
I sucked at chemistry.
I should have just did biology, because even though I was good at chemistry in high school, I feel like the reason why I was good at it because of the teacher I had.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I don't think I realized. When I was in high school, I was a straight-A student, you know, doing real well, and it's because of the teachers I had. I think the only class I didn't do so well in, which was math, surprisingly, because I'm really good at math, was my statistics. And you're supposed to see statistics when you were in college, but I was advanced, so I took statistics, and that teacher was, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say your name, sir, but you know who you are.
It do always come back to who the teacher is. And I feel like, I don't know, in English, I had no teacher that was like, I don't know. It's funny, we were talking about this right before we started recording, but I just felt like I'm not, like, super passionate about one thing. Like, I'm kind of good at a lot of things, but I'm not, like, passionate.
You're good at everything.
That's what people keep saying. Like, okay, sure, but I don't know what I do. I just say I'm not good at chemistry. I barely freaking pass. Well, for me, barely passing chemistry is like a B.
A B.
But still, it was hard. It was hard. It was
everybody
not easy.
Out there, when you somebody say they barely passed chemistry, y'all thinking like, oh, C, D. This girl got a B+ in chemistry, says she barely passed.
I got like a regular B. It was like the average B.
Oh, wow. Just B then.
It was hard. You don't understand the mental struggle.
All of her stuff is
chemistry.
A's, and she had one B this one time. in chemistry.
But I felt like the reason I didn't continue with English, because I probably could have continued with English. It was just like I couldn't, like I said, like you have to do all that stuff just to like be considered
a
writer. And I was like, I'm not even super passionate about this. I ain't about this been like 8 years in school just to be like, I still don't know what I want
to
do.
8 years in school because you want to try to get your master's? Wait, what you trying to say?
Yeah, because I'm saying that's what the people said. Everywhere was a senior that was about to graduate said, I'm going to go back and get my master's.
I guess because it's harder to find maybe jobs as a bachelor's, you will probably have to get.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't spending 8 years in something. I don't even know for sure if I want to do it.
I mean, it makes sense, yeah.
So, but yeah, the whole point is this thing, I like the way Degrassi portrays college life.
Yeah, we was talking about college for so long, and I forgot Eli's shirtless in this.
For real?
Sorry y'all had to look at this for so long.
Let's see if I do it Dory. No, I keep doing it the wrong way. Oh, this one's a good one. What's this one called?
Degrassi of the Dead.
I like this one because...
Not gonna lie, this one was kind of scary.
Yeah.
I saw this as a kid.
Oh, but see, yeah, when this come out? 9 years ago, too? Oh, yeah, maybe we watched this when it came out.
I'm thinking we did, but I'm thinking the timeline when it did come out... Hit me 9 years ago. I think they re-uploaded it.
Yeah, it had to be older than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, whenever this came out, that was scary. Because I was not...
9 years ago, I was 18. So that'd be kind of weird if I was scared of that. So...
I feel like with this one, it was very like... Because when I was younger, I did not like horror at all. I don't know what in my mind clicked.
You didn't? Maybe.
Remember y'all showed
like,
me...
You didn't remember, like horror for like 1 second, bro.
No, remember y'all... Y'all pulled a prank on me. Y'all played...
Oh, Freddy vs. Jason.
No, what was the movie? Scary Movie. Remember y'all played Scary Movie and I thought it was the real Scream?
We also scared you with Freddy vs. Jason.
Well, that's scary too, because I don't like Freddy. I still don't like Freddy. I barely watched the Elm Street movies. But, yeah, like, I did not like horror movies or, like, especially zombies, but now I watch, like, The Walking Dead and stuff.
We used to, like... really be scared of zombies until Zombieland came out.
Yeah, that's honestly, which was creepy because Zombieland, I feel like, has the scariest zombies.
Yeah, they fast too.
Yeah. if Zombieland was real, bro, I'd be dead. I'm not even gonna sit here and lie. I don't know if I would be eaten or if somebody would like...
I would be hoping I'm like that old lady with the piano.
Oh, yeah, she's like, no. See, she was too confident. I wouldn't be confident. I would be the person up in there, like, hiding. I would probably die of starvation or something. Okay. Or, like, you know when the lights go out and then, like, there's no power and then people just randomly die? I don't know what they die of.
Oh, yeah.
But that, I just die of that. I ain't got no power.
My downfall would be me running.
See, I would be too scared. I would be eaten. Like, that would be my biggest fear, is that the zombie's gonna bite me and then eat me. Like, if it's gonna bite me and I turn into a zombie, I feel like I would be okay. But if it bites me and, like, eats me, I feel like I'd be scared.
But to me, what I always thought with zombies that was crazy is that some of them would just bite you in the arm and then that's it.
Yeah, like,
and then some would, like, literally tear at your
body apart.
That's the part that I'd be scared of.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
to tear you apart while you still alive.
It's alive. I wouldn't want that.
Now, biting me on the arm, okay, I'm going to be turning into a zombie.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen. But tearing me apart, I just know getting up from that. I don't know how you're going to be a zombie from that. So,
but with this one, I don't know if they bit them. Then wouldn't they eat something or drink water or something?
I think they did. That's my because he's a vampire.
No, remember, because at the end, I don't want to spoil it because, but the person that did it, I believe,
only
like...
The only thing I remember at the end is Peter at the end that freaked me out. That's the only thing I remember at the end.
But that wasn't the spoil. It was like, it was a person... Well, that's kind of a spoiler, too. No, I don't want to get too deep into it. But
watch it after the podcast.
That the thing that happened, that it was, like, set up or something.
But I remember one specific part. I don't know if this is a spoiler, but Emma bit Sean.
But I think that's what I'm saying. When you turn, I don't think you turn into a zombie. I think they eat everybody, don't they?
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the people that turn into a zombie.
Yeah, I'm about to say, but that's the thing I don't know is how they turn into a zombie and why some of them get bitten but don't turn into a zombie. Yeah. And some of them are zombies.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe we gotta go back and watch the episode. Because, like, it has been a minute. But I remember this one was, like, really scary because I was just like, it was so creepy because
I haven't watched it as an adult, so.
Yeah, it's really creepy. So I just feel like that's the only thing I'm gonna say. But it's just really creepy because I don't want to. Because I feel like if we talk about this one, we're gonna kind of spoil it. And I feel like it's a good
episode.
Good episode.
Yeah.
And but the only thing I do want to say that's not really a spoiler. Like, all the people that's like the quote unquote survivors is like all random people. It's like all people that's like would never hang out. Mm-hmm. But that, again, that goes back to the Degrassi minis always make like people that don't really interact.
You of the when they did the Breakfast Club episode.
Yeah.
It reminds me.
I think
you
they
kind of
tried to do, because I think they called them like the princess and the bad boy and all that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
See, well, if I do it right. Was it a bad boy or was it Alex?
Well, Peter was there.
Yeah, I know Peter was there, but I'm talking about one of the survivors. I thought it was Alex.
I don't remember. I think it was like, I don't want to say who all the survivors was because they all random, but I don't remember Alex being there, to be honest, but she could have.
That's true. All I remember is I know Emma was a zombie, and I know she bit. I know she bit Sean, mm-hmm. and he was like, ooh, or something like
that. Oh, yeah. He was like, ooh, what you doing?
this tickle or something. Something stupid. But, like, that's only part that I remember. And then I remember Peter freaking me out. And that's all I remember from this. Because those two moments stood out to me. Mm. I don't remember who survived it. And I don't, well.
Ma'am, I just said I don't want to talk about it too much because we're going to spoil it.
Yeah, I know.
It.
I'm just thinking about it in my head. I'm not going to say it. But I just remember something else. But I don't want to spoil it. So I'm just going to move on to the next one.
Yeah, this is definitely a good one. How long?
Yeah.
Well, it's, like, 5 parts. But this one's 3 minutes.
So, like. Maybe like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I would say maybe 10, 15 minutes as a whole. Oh, finally I did it. Oh my God, yeah. This is probably our favorite one. Let's be honest.
This is the favorite one because we was going to reenact it.
Yeah, we was going to reenact it for our TikTok. Oh my gosh. Okay, how long is this one?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. This is perfect. This is, if you don't watch any of the ones we recommend, watch this one.
Yeah.
This is the only one.
This is like the start of us watching the
Yeah, this is probably the first one we watched, to be honest.
And I think like ever since then, all we wanted to do was watch the Degrassi minis.
Well, okay, this one was basically, I believe it was Darcy and Manny. They was trying to look for a male cheerleader because they was like, all our cheerleaders are female and we want to make sure we want people to lift us up and everything. So basically, think everybody on that season comes out and auditions to be a cheerleader. Just think about that. I don't want to say everything that they did,
it's kind of funny. Like, did the parody of the Breaking On audition mixed with like Mean Girls?
Yeah,
like basically all the movies that was popular
at that time. Yeah, and it was perfect. Yeah. It was literally, and I don't even know how to describe it. It's just really funny. Like this one was more like this one was definitely like a skit.
I definitely think we should just say how we feel about it and cut it off because I don't want to spoil none of it.
Yeah,
y'all really gotta look.
Yeah, that one, it's
if
funny.
You know, you know. If you don't know, you gonna know.
You have to watch it. Yeah.
So I feel like this episode definitely was my favorite. One of my favorites. I feel like a lot of the Halloween ones was also my favorite too. So, but Halloween, aka the zombie one.
Yeah,
because they had another Halloween one with Claire
like the
and
most.
Eli
yeah,
one. But oh no, because it's another one we're gonna talk about. That's kind of my favorite too. But this
they're all my favorite, but I still have one that's like the main favorite. Like,
well, this is my main favorite one.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same for me. I'm so sad. You can't even see this one, can you? Because with the light, but
I know which one it is. I think this is the one
the
I was talking
JT.
About. The JT and Liberty.
Like, oh my gosh.
You want to cry?
Yeah.
Watch this.
They obviously knew everybody was going to be upset when they was like, let's, you know, that JT passed because he wanted to go to college. Ryan Cooley wants to go to college.
I don't understand why they had to kill JT off so Ryan Cooley can go to college.
Exactly. That seems like such an extreme, bro. Like, Casey, I'm going to college.
Casey got to live and go to a different
school. They was like, oh, no, JT's too powerful because if we leave that opening, then everybody going to want him to come back. Of course. Just like I want him to come back now that he's not here anymore. I want him to spirit to come back. Yeah. Or I want y'all to be like, ha ha, I got you. He's not really, I mean, you know, gone.
Family Guy brought Brian back.
Exactly. Degrassi
couldn't bring JT back.
And not just this one. They did another Halloween-esque episode, but I forgot what it was. Was it like a murder mystery type Holly thing? Day. Yeah, and I think JT was in that, too. Yeah. Like, Ron Cooley, you can come back.
But he was older in that one, so it was weird.
But you could come back and do Degrassi Minis, but you can't come back to the show.
I'm sure Degrassi Minis is their favorite, too, because it's fun. It's fun,
but we want to see JT on TV. That was so... See, that's the chair scared me.
Oh, what's wrong?
You hear a little sound?
Yeah, I thought it was my stomach, not gonna lie.
That was so funny. I was like, I thought it was a ghost behind me or something, because we talk about ghosts. I was like, don't you dare.
We say JT behind you.
But that's the thing, what we keep talking about with Degrassi Minis, like, it literally just be moments that you wouldn't see on TV show. Like, Ryan Cooley came back for, like, this one, where I'm pretty sure just around the time he left. But technically, I'm going to say he came back for this. Mm-hmm. And then he came back again for the other one we were talking about where it was, like, Holly J and them. Yeah. So, he came back. So, obviously, he could kind of come back to do the TV show, but he was like, you know what? I don't want to put that much effort into it because, you know, I am still going to college. But I'll come back for the Degrassi Minis.
Yeah, because it probably didn't take him that long to film.
So sad.
And he still got that money for
it. You couldn't have said JT ran off and he came back for like one episode. That's what Sean did, technically. Well, we couldn't have the same like sort of situation.
Why?
And like it wasn't like he was going through struggles. Like his baby mama just gave up the baby. He was going through the whole thing with Liberty, the back and forth. He was dating Mia. Like y'all could have just let him leave and then come back for one episode.
Y'all could have.
But no, they was like, we're gonna take the most extreme route.
And stab him.
Yeah, like, no.
Stab him. Not fair. A ginger stabs him.
I like how we haven't even talked about this specific Degrassi Mini, but I won't forget.
There's another one that I feel like we don't need to spoil for them because they need to watch it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, y'all should watch this one.
I can tell you it's emotional.
Yes.
But it's a good closure.
Yeah, okay. That is a perfect way to explain it. Okay, yeah.
For each party that's involved.
So make sure y'all go watch this one, too. But, I mean, yeah, just go on. It was another one, too, that was supposed to be, like, right after the funeral or something like that. That one's good, too. I don't know what it's called, but I know it's the Degrassi Mini, so. Why do I keep doing that? Oh, okay. I think this is the last one we're going to talk about for this one. But this one was hilarious. This one, I feel like we can kind of talk about this one.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely talk about this one. I mean, if you want to watch this one, that's fine, but, like, I think you can kind of tell already what it's going to be about.
Yeah. So, basically, it was Emma, Manny, and Mia, which was, like, again, random. I've never seen Mia hang out with...
But Emma and
Well,
Manny.
I seen her hang out with Manny, because they were cheerleaders, but I never seen her hang out with just, like, Emma and Manny. Like, that was... Yeah. That was never, like, a thing.
It's because they was at the dot, and you know when you have a place that you go to after school, and everybody go there, and then you just randomly see one of the people you at school with, and she said, can I sit with you?
Yeah, sure. Like, it's something random.
Okay.
Like, I don't care. I don't know you.
I mean, I guess kinda know Liberty you. Not with us, so you might as well take her seat.
But I just feel like the reason I love this episode so freaking much is because Emma, well, basically they was playing a game called Who Would You Date? Mm-hmm. And Emma said Toby. And bruh, I was like, you telling me, I feel like, see, this is the thing, like, Degrassi may just be, like, giving you that wink. Because, you know, Toby had a crush on Emma for, like, years.
Yeah.
And basically didn't, like, do anything about it because, you know, it seemed like Emma wasn't into him. And she was dating Sean and dating all these other people. So, obviously, he probably was like, okay, there's no chance there. We're just going to be friends. Mm-hmm. But then when she said that, everybody was probably like, what the freak? I know. I was like, what? You telling me we could have had a Toby and Emma relationship?
Yeah, everybody was talking about that's their crack relationship. It ain't really crack.
Yeah, obviously it could have been
ain't
real.
Really crack.
Like you telling me there's a chance. Like no, I was
and I
like
think Manny said Danny.
Yeah, which is kind of weird.
Danny rhymes.
And then Mia said Derek, and I feel like the only reason she said Derek is because
he was only one left.
Yeah, like I don't know if she actually would have dated Derek because she actually probably would have had a chance to.
But I
like,
mean, she dated Peter, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I see what you're saying. So she probably did actually like Derek.
Yeah.
But I feel like she could have actually dated Derek. Like, Danny, I understand why Manny felt like she couldn't really, because that's her friend's brother. And he was kind of a little younger than them.
Yeah.
But, like.
But I still date Danny.
Well, yeah, you probably would have been friends with Liberty, but I was just saying, in the hypothetical, they was, like, really close, so she probably like, oh, it'd be
and
weird if I
and he wasn't that much younger than Manny. He felt
like
probably
2 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like Mia and Derek could have actually dated, so that's why I'm like, that
and
one.
It didn't count, because they was the same age, wasn't it?
Yeah, it had to be.
Like, Mia was the same age as Derek and Danny, so.
Yeah, I was like, girl, why you couldn't just date them then?
Yeah, she ain't want the stigma of, with this douchebag, even though you
but
dated
this
Peter.
Even, yeah, who's, I feel like it's way worse. But, Derek hadn't even done anything at that point.
Yeah. That's so probably like, why. Maybe she was waiting for him to get his douchebag phase out.
Because when he started playing football, he probably looked real good. That's when, the tables turned, but no. Okay, that's when he looked good. Whatever. But,
I mean, it looked good to her, not to me.
That's really all to say about that one. I think that was the last one. Yeah. So, go back See, I told y'all this was either going to be really long or really short.
Yeah, but say our conversations outside Degrassi.
It was longer. But, yeah. I feel like this is my final statement about the Degrassi minis. I'm never going to stop talking about the Degrassi minis, but I mean, like, for this episode, I just want to say, Degrassi, you did your thing.
Yes.
I hope if y'all had a reboot, y'all can call us. We can help y'all get some Degrassi minis out there.
Ooh.
Or we can do, like, a talk show. Like, we can give y'all some, we can help y'all. Just call us.
Please.
We can help y'all figure out some stuff to do for Degrassi, because we know it's not just going to be the TV show. We know y'all going to have some extras.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. Call us up. Hit us up. We'll help y'all plan some things out. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Degrassi minis was literally what helped us, or, like, not helped us, but what made us love Degrassi even more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just my final statement. But Degrassi minis, I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about it so much more in other episodes, but for this episode, that's all I'm just going to leave it with.
Yeah, I enjoyed this in-depth conversation about Degrassi minis.
Oh, that too? In college. I feel like that was, like, half the episode was just like, talking about college.
Yes. Now you know a little bit about us more today.
Exactly.
But also, Degrassi minis has my heart. It always has my heart, just like Degrassi does. I love the comedy. I love the drama. You know, I love the scariness of it, because, you know, the zombie one was scary. But I just enjoyed it as a kid, because when I like a show and it goes off, I'm like, oh, I miss it. I'm wanting to see a new episode. Because I don't mind seeing repeats, but after a while, it's like, it get kind of tiring. So I like to see stuff differently happen. And that's what Degrassi Minis was for me. So thank you, Degrassi people, for coming up with.
That was just so smart.
Yeah, little snippets just to keep us going and to keep us like, oh, we can finish this storyline. Because I'm pretty sure it was a Degrassi mini as well of Sean coming back from the army. They had like a party or whatever.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but
I forgot all about that one.
I don't think that one was like, I don't think it was for Sean. I think, but
it wasn't for Sean, but Sean was a part of it.
Yeah, but that was before he went to the army, wasn't it? Not after.
Well, yeah, but he was going to the army.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then, yeah.
So, and then, like I said, as some of these Degrassi minis, they finish the storyline for you.
Yeah. or give you more in details, and those are my favorites, the ones that give you more detail, because if you see the episode, like, y'all could have finished that.
Yeah, y'all could have did more.
And then you see Degrassi Mini, thank you, you finished that. So that's how I feel. Thank you, Degrassi. Yeah.
Thank you, Degrassi. And whoever came up with that idea, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
you the GOAT.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I'll never name people the GOAT.
I feel like I name the people the GOAT a lot, but they deserve it.
Yeah, they do.
But, yeah, so our next episode will be, I don't know specifically what we're going to call it, but I think we're going to talk about the college years, which we just had freaking half this episode. We talked about college, but you ready to talk about college even more?
Woo,
yeah.
College.
Yeah. So I feel like we're probably going to talk about Emma, Manny, and Liberty when they went to college, and then probably Paige and Ellie.
And my dude and that Marco. Had the HIV.
Oh, yeah. He was cool. And we're probably going to talk more about Eli when he went to college. So make sure you go watch the Degrassi minis about him in college. So
that's so funny. I'm sorry. I had to randomly bring up about that dude. Because he literally was on like three episodes and that was
it.
And
then he left.
Disappeared.
Poof. Disappeared. It was like, I hope Paige wasn't like that mad and was like, you need to leave or something. Because wasn't it his house?
Yeah. They were staying at his house. Like, and then all of a sudden he's gone there and that's their house.
Yeah. Like, y'all didn't do nothing to him, did you?
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
But I don't think so. He's like a music producer or something, though. So he probably was traveling.
That's true.
But they could have easily set that up. Could have easily been like, yeah, he's traveling. He's not here right now. Okay, leave. Like, Lord, okay. But, okay, yeah. That has been Degrassi, the Class of Nostalgia. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Amber.
And we will see y'all next episode.